5 minutes out. 5 minutes out. Start. Canine up there.
Pooches big and small eagerly followed their owners to the base of the mountain Saturday morning to participate in the dog days of post-ski season. The third chairlift tower was designated as the starting line for the anxious pups, some of which were up for adoption at the Aspen Animal Shelter. This is the 21st year the Canine Uphill has taken place, but the first year it was coordinated by Gina and Danny Phillips, the new owners of Krablunik. They bought the race from Eric Scarvin of Sundog Athletics in February. They did so at the advice of Seth Saxon, the director of the Aspen Animal Shelter.
I called and said, hey, I think this would be a great move. I think it would be good PR for you to interact with the community and be out there and let them meet some of your sled dogs, meet your mushers, and learn about Krablunik. And I think it will pay off for itself a millionfold just in good community relations.
Danny Phillips says the race seemed like the perfect fit for them.
It can be 100 dogs and their people, and the dogs are going crazy. There's all these different types of dogs and all these different bloodlines of different dogs, but it seems like they all kind of come to be the same, and they all want to look up that mountain, and they're all excited. It's like the sled dogs, where there's 100 of them taking off all at one time.
Besides being a fun day for canines and their humans, the event also helps to get dogs adopted. Saxon says two dogs found new homes Saturday.
Hands down, the greatest benefit, I think, finding a dog a home. Fantastic, spectacular.
Local Trinity Terry, his wife, and son adopted a 2-year-old Jelly Bean from the shelter the morning of the uphill, and then took her up Buttermilk.
We signed the papers. It was kind of just like the icing on the cake and a little celebration. We had fun.
Now that the uphill is in the hands of Gina and Danny, they are looking forward to growing it in the coming years so it becomes one of the main fundraising events for Friends of the Aspen Animal Shelter. The nonprofit assists, promotes, and provides for the welfare, care, and health of animals.
I'm really excited for next year and to have more time to plan it, and I think we just really want to make it a huge event because it's such a cool cause, and I'd like to make it one of their top fundraisers.
Friends of the Aspen Animal Shelter is responsible for neutering and spaying Krablunik sled dogs, so the event helps benefit both parties. Barbara Platts, Aspen Public Radio News.